not many folks have heard of Goose Flats, Arizona. After all, the most exciting thing in Goose Flats was the fact the geese sometimes landed there as they migrated through the area. But then a man named Ed Shefflin came along and changed everything. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
It's time to turn your cover crop into a cash crop. Plant Fixation Bonanza Clover. When you plant Fixation counter-cyclical to corn silage, you get an additional cash crop with yields up to 10,000 pounds per acre, all while fixing up to 250 pounds of nitrogen in each acre of your soil. Get a return on your investment with a low seeding rate, fewer fertilizer inputs, and bigger yields for forage and silage. Find out more about the biomassive clover Fixation Bonanza by visiting fixationclover.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in no place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
André Desjarnais follows in the footsteps of some early prospectors.
The mine was one of the first claims founded and owned by Ed Shefflin, and then the claims were here. He filed his claims. He started working them. This is the Good Enough. We're in conjunction with the Tough Nut. The town, a year later, started forming, and the rest is history here.
André is one of the owners of the mine that Ed Shefflin originally opened in what was then called Goose Flats, today's Tombstone, Arizona. Shefflin staked several claims to take advantage of the silver here.
Other people immediately came through, started staking out claims at the time. But he had some of the most prosperous mines were the Good Enough and the Tough Nut here. The Lucky Cuss, which is right behind us here, about a mile and a half, 2 miles behind town. And the first claim was a tombstone, but it wasn't really a great strike. But he named the tombstone because from Fort Echuca, they told him the only thing he would find here was his tombstone.
The veins of ore in these mines were amazingly large.
We have rooms here that you could tour, 750 feet long. Probably 40 feet high, 60 feet across, was one room. And there's room after room here where the ore was. And you'll still see remnants of ore.
The mines weren't huge by today's standards. A couple dozen men might be below ground at any given time.
They probably run 20 a shift. If they ran three shifts, it'd be 60 people in all per claim, probably. Out of this whole town, there were probably 20 to 30 good strikes. And for every good strike, there were hundreds of bad strikes and nothing happened. So that's why the whole place is dotted in claims.
Today, André owns this historic mine. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.